People in South Korea are used to living with the possibility of a nuclear war. In fact, polls show South Koreans are so used to it that they don't usually obsess about North Korean missiles. But when tensions do run high between the U.S. and Pyongyang, the level of concern does tend to rise, and so do sales from a kind of cottage industry. That's where the world's Patrick Nguyen begins this story, in a bunker in Seoul, where he's gone to explore South Korea's war panic economy.
The bunker door is like a bank vault. Thick, cold steel, supposedly solid enough to keep out nuclear radiation. Now we are inside the inner sanctum. It's me, my co-producer, Sona Jo, and the smooth-talking owner of this bunker, Go Won-hyuk. Mr. Go is a chipper man in his 50s, and he's cranking up this machine that's designed to keep us from suffocating. Mr. Go says that, in a pinch, you could squeeze 8 people in here. But it's really tiny, the size of a studio apartment in Manhattan or Hong Kong. Only it's got curved walls, like a submarine. There are 4 beds, a toilet that looks a little like a porta-potty, and a pantry overflowing with instant noodles. All of this can be yours for about 35 grand. Mr. Go is a salesman, and this bunker, located in his showroom in downtown Seoul, it's for sale. He sold about 10 bunkers since late last year.
대부분이 이렇게 젊은이나 이런 분들이 아니고요. 여유가 있는 빌딩을 갖고 있든지.
So mostly my customers are so very conservative. They are basically rich.
Conservative, rich, and also, he says, totally skeptical that North Korea will ever give up its nukes. That's the interesting thing about this bunker business. It belongs to a curious little industry in South Korea, one that thrives on fear. You might call it the war panic economy. Because when people hear talk like this...
And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Suddenly buying a bunker doesn't seem so paranoid. President Trump said that last August, and then 1 month later, Mr. Go started selling his bunkers. His phone was ringing like mad. And he noticed the calls would spike when Washington or Pyongyang made ominous threats. But there is a flip side to the war panic economy. When people hear stuff like this...
I think that he really wants to do a great job for North Korea. I think he wants to denuke.
Prepping for war starts to seem a little overkill. No one knows this more than Lee Sang-jun, another player in the war panic economy. Lee is 25 and he runs a mail order shop, which he opened in early 2016. The shop sells emergency rations, hazmat suits, and other stuff you might want during a nuclear apocalypse. We meet outside his warehouse in a factory town called Changwon. Once we're inside, Lee slips into one of his best-selling items, a gas mask. What does this mask protect you from?
Chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear threat.
Lee's inventory is on the more affordable end of the war panic economy. He's got first aid kits, radiation detectors, nothing over a few $100. Last fall, during the whole fire and fury thing, Lee was so busy filling orders in this hot little warehouse that he often felt like fainting. But ever since Trump and Kim Jong-un shook hands back in June, his business is down by about 90%. Not that that's such a bad thing.
개인적으로 한국에 평화가 찾아오게 되는 시발점이 된 것 같아서 매우 기쁘게 생각했고요.
Personally, I was so happy that finally we can see peace.
But now, no one's buying gas masks. See, Lee isn't just some panic profiteer. He's a prepper, too, a person who can't shake this sense of impending doom. He says preppers, they often feel this urge to evangelize, to tell people you're not as safe as you think.
뭐 다양한 사례가 있는데 뭐 살면서 한 번쯤 이제 사고를 겪어보신 분들도 좀 있는 것 같고요.
I think most prepper has their own story why they become prepper. Most of them are experienced a disaster or some accident, I think.
Lee's own personal disaster was getting lymphoma while in college. He beat it, but it did teach him that life can be random and cruel. He thinks preppers are often people who have a similar epiphany, and it becomes harder to block out the possibility of war, which is always hanging over Korea. But every now and then, he says something especially scary comes along, like on the U.S. president's Twitter feed, and suddenly everyone starts thinking more like a prepper. That's when his shop gets flooded with orders. That's when people want to shell out $140 for a gas mask. It usually doesn't last too long, he says. Things cool off. And so now, while peace is in the air, Lee has decided to call it quits. He is packing up his inventory and closing up shop. And that's okay. If peace talks put him out of business, he says, so be it. He might go back to school, maybe study disaster prep as a career. But no matter what, Lee says he'll hold on to his gas mask, and he'll always keep a plan in his head. A way to survive, even if he can't afford his own personal bunker. Okay, where would you run if a nuclear bomb went off?
Yeah, I will go to my apartment basement. Can be rich in 5 minutes.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Chungwon, South Korea.